Round one, fight!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grim Reaper Gamers ReaperCast. The Grim Reaper Gamers are a 25 and over gaming community with members spanning the globe, playing games across all genres, but our roots are in first-person shooters. Bring your thick skin, your drink of choice, and grab your controller as GRG members are on nightly with official community nights every Wednesday. How the hell are you, Reapers? My name is Johnny Hustler, and as usual, this is the Grim Reaper Gamers ReaperCast episode 39. We got a little bit shorter crew and a hell of a lot to go through, so let's get through the introductions. With me tonight, as the as my number two, you're the Riker to my Picard. The grimmest of all Reapers, the man that we base the tomato meter on, the Grumpkin, Lala Calamari Jack, how the hell are you?
Oh, hells no. I'm Picard. Get it right. I'm always Picard.
Oh, no. I'm the one to start
Best
talking.
Captain.
Make it so.
Son of a
Come
bitch.
On, Riker.
I am doing fine. I recently found out that Oktoberfest beers are shipping, and I managed to score some Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Not the greatest Oktoberfest, but it'll do. It's my favorite style of beer of the year, the seasonal beers. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Sam Adams is a solid Oktoberfest, one of my favorite ones. Of course, we don't have as many around here, except for I got to try some more of the local guys. What you playing these days?
Pretty much everything. We actually this week we decided to get heavily back into Destiny and play some Iron Banana, and I've been rocking through that pretty well. We had a couple squads running the other night, which was great. And I mean, our team, I think we lost one game the entire night, and I think we played for almost 4 hours, so we were kicking some ass.
Nice, and we will talk a little more about why we're back into Destiny and on the kick all over again. So, rounding out the panel, that's right, we only have three tonight. Jammer is on vacation. He's on assignment at some petting zoo or something. I don't know. Fucking.
By the way, he's going to be docked for this vacation. He didn't put in for vacation time through GRG. So, there's going to be punishment when he comes back.
Wait a second. You're docked him? That means we get paid?
No.
Shit. All right. Joining us tonight, making a return appearance, the man of many names and tags on the Grim Reaper Gamers, Enyo Baloma, Ghostwalkers, you know him as any of those above. Enyo, how the hell are you?
It's another day. What's up, John?
Oh, what you drinking? What you playing?
Playing lately, back to Elite. A little bit of No Man's Sky and Destiny on PS4. Drinking. Actually, I just got water right now. So, go with that. The H2O action.
Yeah, still better Diet Pop. All right. as for me...
As little for jab me, there. I'm writing notes down that I caught that. And I got to say, like, I think Enyo is easier for me to say than Ghostwalker, so that's why I call you Enyo.
Well, let's face it.
Because I'm lazy.
With the last show, I'll flip back and forth. I'll call him various names.
I got some names for him.
Oh, so. We got names for everybody in the GRG shit.
Can't say those ones on camera.
Yes, I can.
Oh, we say it all the time.
If we have explicit ratings on iTunes, it's okay.
As for me, I've been on the PC kick, got to get back on the consoles. I got a feeling Madden's going to drag me kicking and screaming right back to console, along with maybe some Destiny. I may try to get in there as we get closer to Rise of Iron. Right now, drinking. Our local store got back after a two-week absence. The Devil's Gap Jalapeno beer from local brewery Kincaidor probably about 150 miles away, but... local enough, and it's freaking tasty. I love it. So my wife noticed they had some, grabbed me a couple of them, and a couple six-packs, and pretty freaking awesome. So,
how are they? I've never had one of those type of beers.
You know,
are they spicy or?
Just enough zip to enjoy. You know, just enough zip to keep you nice and toasty. Nice, decent 5%+ alcohol content. A real nice, basically it's kind of an amber ale. It's not extremely hoppy, but the hops and the jalapeno make a nice combination. So
I'll have to try one sometime. I really never had one.
I know we've got
it has jalapeno in the name. Come on.
We've got two in the area, the Broken Bow and then nearby Grand Island where I grew up, about 25, 30 minutes away. They've got one, but they don't can it for distribution to stores. So I have to actually go there, get a growler or whatever. So, but another one, it's a little more subtle than this one. This one's got a little more kick, but and actually got a buddy that makes it too, but that's gonna, I could go in that story and push us way over line. So over
Uncle time. Jesse from Hazard County.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the moonshine. Yeah. All right. Since we don't have anybody new on the show, we're not going to ask any more questions. I think we asked Enyo a while back. So we are, if you don't know him, listen to a past podcast, iTunes, Google Play, or through the site at GrimReaperGamers.com.
Or just buy like any of a handful of games. He plays, I think, every single one. Different day, different game. I don't know.
Gamer ADD, baby.
He's got a backlog that makes me shit.
I looked at my Steam collection the other day, and I just closed it immediately. I almost wanted to cry.
All right. How many?
Looking at 100 some.
Oh, yeah. Beats my 85.
Yeah, let me look it up. I'll tell you later in the show.
All right. We'll be anticipating that little tidbit, but it sounds like already better in my backlog there. So, all right, let's get to some clan community news. As usual, Wednesday nights are community night. Refer to the calendar at GrimReaperGamers.com, which is GrimReaperGamers.com/events. The new calendar aspect, lot neater look to it, kind of modern, ain't it?
Yeah, I kind of liked it. It took us a few different plugins to get the look we wanted and the functions we wanted. It's great to have like the tile, the Xbox-style tile from the Xbox One user interface. We also added the iCalendar. You can import it to your calendar. Someone asked for that.
That was Moop.
Got to work.
That was Moop. We'll throw a little shout-out to Moop.
Yeah, and Grex did his own magic and got it working.
Yeah, he's good.
So, yeah, it's pretty nice. I like it. I'm pretty happy with it.
Meanwhile, Discord chat seems to be flooded with evil clown pictures, apparently. Thanks, Vikes. All right. So Monday Night Halo, still strong as ever. It looks like, what, over a dozen?
Yeah, we had over 13-some people show up throughout the course of the night. We play a whole mix of games. We start usually like a Warzone firefight. Mix over to some crazy ass custom games. Just some of these are stupid. Like there's like a pirate ship game that we're playing. So it's a good mix. And then later on, as things start to die down, we go back into like a big team game or another Warzone and mess around with that. But yeah, we had over 13 people and it's a lot of fun. It's a great game, endless DLC, and it's all for free. So it's a good time.
Very cool. Very cool. Halo Knights have been picking up big, and it's great to see with the developer support. It's great to see GRG supporting that title heavy. Wednesday night community night. Looks like we had a lot playing Overwatch, some Destiny going on, Ark on Xbox, PC. You know, we've drifted a little towards No Man's Sky. We'll drift back to Ark shortly, but we'll talk a little more about No Man's Sky shortly. Still pretty strong in community nights, even through the summer. It's only going to get stronger now that we're hitting fall.
Yeah, we had two full parties running Iron Banner, so that was pretty slick. I know we had a ton of people playing Ark, and we had the Overwatch crew going, so it's pretty active. I thought it'd kind of be dying down right now. Everyone's on vacation and whatnot, but you know, you guys are all neckbeards and stay inside.
Yeah, I think schools are starting up too. I mean, they're getting a little bit earlier start this year around the country, so I think we're hitting the time where everybody's home.
Yeah.
I need my kids to go back to school now.
They go, well, mine went back to school yesterday.
You're a lucky man.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's been in for a week now.
Okay. I think the earliest one around here was last Friday. Everybody else went in Wednesday or today.
All the parents are rejoicing to get their days back.
Yeah, except for my wife, who's a teacher. All right, so, hey, the big news here coming up. WWE 2K16 has come out, and as a result, brother, let me tell you something. GRG WrestleMania is coming, brother. It's coming. Yeah, August 24th, Mean Gene.
Okay.
What did you do? Scare the shit out of y'all? Or what?
No, I didn't know if there was more. I was waiting for more. This is going to be an exciting little tournament. We're messing around. This month, Games for Gold, Games with Gold, or whatever it's called. You can download WrestleMania, WWE, Wrestling 2K16, whatever the hell it's called. It's a free game, so it's not costing anybody anything. We're gonna just run one night of sheer stupidity of GRG wrestling each other and carrying on and getting drunk. I can't wait for this event. Now, it's gonna be a blast.
You mentioned one night, but I've talked to Digital and we're looking at more than just one night. We're looking at maybe a little GRG Raw, brother.
Yeah, sure. Some tag team action. Yeah,
isn't
and
there
stuff
like already
that, so.
Three or four different rounds planned out?
Oh yeah, we got some money in the bank. We got tournament thinking. We're thinking tournaments. We're thinking custom guys. And what you gonna do, brother, when GRG Mania runs wild on you?
I cannot wait to play as Vince McMahon. This is gonna be a blast. I don't even know what his finishing move is, but I'm gonna kick all your asses.
His finishing move is he fires somebody's ass. That's what his finishing move is.
I love it. Love it.
I don't know if he ever had a finishing move, actually, the more I think about it. Of course, usually he got his ass kicked. I don't think he ever won a match. But
or his head shaved. Or
I think his finishing move was to lay down and get pinned.
collect massive amounts of money is his finishing
move.
Yeah,
that's his finishing move is making it rain. Oh,
must be talking about Shane McMahon.
No, I'm talking about the whole dang McMahon family. They're all loaded. Yeah. God knows I've given him a ton of money.
Yeah, that's the wrestler I picked was Vince McMahon, so I can't wait.
I already exposed who I already said who I was picking. Oh yeah, Macho Man. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna be talking more about that GRG tournament because next recording will be right after the tournament happens on the 24th. So
if you haven't signed that up,
we need commentary. We need some commentary. A little commentary, by God. Oh, God, it's going to be great. Bi-weekly Thursday nights, Battlefield 4, alternating on the nights that we are not recording the Reaper cast because that is, a lot of calamari running the show on those nights. So, and also, Clown for Life will be running a PS4 Battlefield night on the 19th. By the way, little public service announcement for the GRG. If you have not gotten Hardline or Battlefield 4 yet, what are you waiting for? It's $4.50 on either system to buy Battlefield 4 and Hardline, and still getting a lot of support. The new dashboard when Battlefield 1 comes out is going to allow you to seamlessly jump between all the games, so there's no excuse, especially if when $10 will get you two quality Battlefield games before the World War One Battlefield 1 comes out.
I got to say something about the Hardline, too. Since we have IVA access, I have access to the premium. And while I initially wasn't too crazy about the game, the newer maps are really good, and it's a blast to play. I enjoy playing on the newer maps, and we've been playing that a bit lately. And have been enjoying it. So for $4 or $5, you get the initial game. And if you want the DLC, you can go grab that as well. I think it's worthwhile.
And by the way, China Rising is free right now, isn't it, on Xbox?
Yeah, yeah. BF4, I think pretty much all the maps got free over the course of the last year.
Last six
or so.
Months, they've all bounced around free. Because I know on PlayStation, I've got the game. I bought the game for like $5. And then all the DLC wound up free various months. So I even added that on PS.
Yeah, I would suggest getting used to Battlefield because come Battlefield 1, I know a lot of us are going to go hardcore into that. Yep. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And I don't think, you know what, I think we'll bounce back to 4 once in a while too. I mean, you know, a little more modern shoot on that. So GTA, we did have to postpone our typical weekly Cunning Stunts, but it is going to be tomorrow night. Or if you're listening to this on Friday, it's going to be tonight. In that case, August 19th. We are going to have some GTA action going on. So, and then a final word, if anybody wants to get into the fantasy football, we do have a couple spots left. If we're going to go that route, we have 10 right now. I think we're accepting up to 12. So if you haven't gotten in there and you want to get into fantasy football, let Digital know. All right, we got gaming news. We're going to bleed over a little bit into Gamescom, which just really started the last couple days. So we might have a little follow-up news in the next show about this as well. But first bit of news out, Titanfall beta on consoles only, I believe. We're looking at this weekend and possibly next, according to Vince Zampella. Beta release, I would keep, or I'd say keep the next two weekends free.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he tweeted. So yeah, it is consoles only. There's no beta for the PC. And I know some of the guys are grabbing keys right now. And in fact, some of the guys are streaming right now. So I think Audible is streaming. And a few other guys had keys. I think Bailey got a key already. So they're going live with that now. So, yeah.
So
I this is not a... I have my own opinion of this game. I was not fond of Titanfall 1. I'm not even looking at this game. I know a bunch of guys in GRG are, and they like the game. That's fine. I hope they have fun. But this is what I'm skipping.
Enyo, you've talked about this one.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if I got a key right now. yeah, I enjoyed the first Titanfall. The only thing that was missing from it was a story. And, looks like this second one, it's going to have a little bit more melee action going on. We've all seen the picture of the Titan with a sword. It's going to have the story mode into it. All the Titans are going to be completely new, six brand new Titans. So I'm definitely interested.
In other beta news, looks like the Battlefield 1 beta, speaking of Battlefield, is coming out later this month, August 31st, for Xbox One, PS4, and PC, although I hear that people are getting keys to get in a little earlier on Xbox One at the very least.
Yeah, they sent me an email and said which system you want to be on and all that, so I got all that stuff registered, but that's about as far as I got.
Yeah, same here. I got Xbox One registered.
Yeah. Yeah, the initial release is supposed to come with just one map, the Sinai Desert map, and I'm assuming that comes with the horses, so you're going to be able to, you know, ride around, cut people's heads off with swords. There's two game modes that comes with this, a conquest mode that's 64 players and a rush, which is 24, which is, I guess, seems a lot smaller for 24, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I think that Hardline had the same kind of setup, a big game, you know, like 64 player, and then one that was smaller.
Yeah, I you know, and I'm bad. I get stuck in the conquest mode with Battlefield. Mm-hmm. That I think that's kind of like the Battlefield game mode, and that's pretty much all I play. I don't really play the other game modes. So,
well, fact is,
I'm really looking forward to this beta. I can't wait.
And conquest really seems to grab the GRG players that play Battlefield anyway. So
yeah, it's a good mix of, like, you know, playing the objective and killing action. So you kind of, it's a good mix. People that like to do either of the other, you know, shoot people or do play the objective, gives them something to do.
All right. Further news, just a reminder, WWE 2K16 is one of your games with gold until the middle of September. So, you want to hit somebody with a chair? Free. Yeah, perfect opportunity.
How do you not download this game? Who's not a wrestling fan? I mean, I grew up watching wrestling. I don't watch it anymore, but I grew up watching it. And you got to at least download. It's free. What the hell? You bang, you know, throw two people out of the ring, beat them up. I don't know how you don't download this game.
Who doesn't want to hit somebody with a chair after a hard day of work? Yes. I mean, really.
Yes. Jump off the top turnbuckle, elbow.
In fact, my kids were probably are playing this as we speak right now. So my kids are all over it. They heard about it. They went nuts. They love it.
Oh, I know. I saw Digital's character he created. He put a tramp stamp on the back of it that said Lala. And that's actually a true fact. Kind of scares me about Digital. I'm a little worried about him.
He has Lala tattooed on his back.
For his character as a WWE guy, yeah, he's got a tramp stamp.
You know what? I think with this game, I'm going to go the way Rooster Teeth goes, and they all kind of keep their creation secret, you know, keep them unviewed until they play with them to get everybody's reaction out of it. So I think that's where I'm going with mine, because I got a few really screwed up ideas probably some childhood shit that's raring up and bubbling up and shit. You know, Dr. Phil talks about this all the time. So
a little check some real action going on.
Little messed up stuff. You know, y'all are going to find out. Y'all are going to find out. I may be just a little bit of a mess. But
your guy will probably have a thong and a big bulge in his pants. But, you know, hey, we're not judging.
What the hell? You saw my plans? All right. So just a reminder, download it. It's free for crying out loud. What are you missing? Some drive space? All of us got external drives on there anyway. Or you're getting that 2 terabyte Xbox One S. Get it. All right. Further news, Rocket League is adding the 8-sided arena.
Yeah, this should be interesting. They're also looking at adding, have you seen the new game mode they're looking at adding? It's got crazy ass shit where you can like shoot at like grappling hooks and grab the ball and swing it around, or things that go out and punch other cars. I can't even fathom how they're going to do this in the next. I can't play the game as is, let alone drive around jumping in midair and punching another car, but there's some neat things coming to Rocket League.
Yeah, I got to get back to this. They've really done some great support for this. You get some good stuff, and for as cheap as the game was, they're giving you so much stuff along with it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny. I've actually been asked by a few people, when's the next Rocket League tournament? So I got to get something like that going, just for like a one night sort of deal.
It's fall. It's time to get that going. Yeah, maybe a 3-on-3 or something like that. 2-on-2, 3-on-3.
It's funny because my 16-year-old, he's still all into it. He's playing on his PC all the time. So
I got it on. God, I got it on all three.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like a PS Plus game at first, and then I got it as a promo on Steam when I bought the Steam Link, and then I actually decided, hey, I should pay for this shit since they've done so much, and I bought it on Xbox. So that was mainly to give the developers back some money that they deserved. Psyonix, they're in their cash with this one. So speaking of possible controversy with money as far as price and stuff, No Man's Sky came out last week. An intriguing game, an interesting game. Came out on PS4 on the 9th, came out on PC on the 12th. The big thing right now is the controversy around some statements made that were being that are being backtracked a little bit. And, you know, I'm going to get your opinion on this. You and I have played this quite a bit. Now, and, you know, you played this on PC, right?
Yes, I got it through the Steam connection.
Okay, so both of us have played on PC. Others have played on PS4. They played a little longer than us because of that. The first thing that was really controversial is that at first they were saying, you know, you might meet up with friends. It would be rare because the universe is so big. But now it's been proven through some Twitch streams, you can't. You can't see other people online. It doesn't show anybody online. And in fact, they've actually seen packets and stuff, done some analysis on networks and stuff where it's not even sending anything like that to another server. So a little bit, I'm going to have my opinion on this a little bit later, but let's talk about what they're actually, you know, kind of what's saying versus what's happening. Also, initial statements were DLC would be free. The quote was, you paid $60 for the game. You paid $60 for the game and you shouldn't have to pay for the DLC. Well, now they're saying, now Sean Miller's saying, most of it's going to be free, but there may be something big enough we need to charge for. All right. So a lot of contradiction here. And what do you think?
I think it's all a sales gimmick. I mean, so the game's been in development for a while. There's only 14 people, from my understanding, that's worked on this game, 14 guys. So you look at all the hype, you know, the past couple of years, throwing it through the shows, they got everybody really excited about it. There were all these huge promises. But then if you even look back at the promises, you know, in the past year that they made, and you look at it and take away your excitement, you can see some of these promises, they were just too big. You know, if we probably all really would have looked at it, it's going to be, you're going to have the chance to meet other players, but the universe is going to be so expansive, it may not happen. So I think we all kind of just fell into that trap. $60, you know, after playing it,
seen the posts, seen some articles. Don't think this was a $60 game. Maybe a $40 game.
That's pretty much what I heard from a lot of people, was that this should have been like, this is like an indie release. It should be at an indie price, like 30, 40 bucks is kind of the price point for it.
This definitely should have been about a $40 early release game, as far as it sits right now. I don't think it's so much a sales hype. I really think that Miller is a little bit awkward and maybe not the most socially adept type of individual, and that's not unusual in this field. But I think he really needed a PR person. I think he had all these grand ideas and maybe didn't translate well what he wanted as a total vision, and didn't translate well when they realized they weren't going to make it to get all of this because they had this $60 price tag riding on it. And I think part of that can be blamed. You blame Sony a little bit for that, because this is, they were helping distribute this. I think they set that, or at least what I hear, it sounds like they set that $60 price tag. Maybe they were a little better striking out on their own, getting that as more of a $30 to $40 early access and letting people shape the game, much like you see with Elite Dangerous and Ark. And now that brings me to my next point here. No Man's Sky versus Elite. And, you have played both of these quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm playing Elite right now. So it hit the Steam release. I grabbed it, and I spent the whole weekend playing it. I mean, I woke up, grabbed coffee, came down, sat down. It's a fun game, but at the end of the weekend, I launched Elite. I haven't even opened up Steam, other than checking how many games I got. Elite delivers more. It is a finished game, and they're still releasing to it. No Man's Sky, to me, looks like a glorified Star Fox that has a lot more to go.
I think the fact that you don't have the ability to land your spaceship, so you Elite, like one of the big things, or how I viewed Elite, that's in Lala's opinion, in my opinion, it's landing and taking off. That's pretty much it. don't listen to me, because I suck at this game, but I could land my ship, and there was a challenge to it, where this, you press the one button and your ship lands. Mm-hmm. And that takes out, I think, a lot of the, the action. People probably get into that a little bit. I don't know.
Well, a little bit
more control over the ship.
And this is why Elite, I say it's more early access, but go ahead.
I was going to say, even on Elite, all my ships, I install the auto dock. So all I do is request dock and slow down. It docks itself.
Oh my goodness. It's kind of like Grex with the AFK fishing in Black Desert Online.
There you go.
Black fishing online.
You guys don't even play your games anymore.
I would say,
bunch of lazy fucks is all you guys all are.
It's a fun exploration game. It's not finished. They have talked about other things they're going to add, like some crafting and such, and some upgrading and the like to it that they're going to be adding. Hopefully that falls under the free DLC, and, any of the DLC that they're talking that's going to be paid is maybe like huge expansion, like a Rise of Iron type of thing.
But how do you release a game like this at $60 without features like that? Well, it will have this, it will have that. Don't release the game. If you're charging $60, give us the goddamn full game when it comes out.
And that goes back to where I think this should have been a $30 to $40 early access. Now, the problem was they got in bed with Sony on that one. Sony does not allow early access. That's where they got screwed there. If they had been Microsoft, they probably could have gone early access. Or if they just stuck with Steam, they could have gone early access initially and gone that route, got a lot of gamers in, got a lot of feedback, brought some stuff in. Then people who wait for the release pay $60. That's where I think it should have gone. But I'm still having some fun with it, but I would say I'm having more fun with Ark as far as these types of games go. I'm having more fun with Ark as an early access still than I'm having with No Man's Sky.
Ark's a pretty complete game for being early access, though.
Except for the optimization.
The optimization in Ark right now is way better than it was a year and a half ago.
Well, it is. It is. And on PC, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But like, say if they cleaned up that, I mean, they can release the game as is right now. 6 p.m. people buy it and be fine. Oh, yeah.
If they optimize, this game could go for $60 easily. But the thing is, they're adding tons of extra features, too. So we're going to see if No Man's Sky goes that route or if they rip us off.
Yeah, I really like how Arc handled, you know, their game. I think they did a great job.
They've had a couple of missteps, but overall, Wildcard has done tremendous with that job. Like I said before, a couple episodes ago, I paid a total of $60 because I bought it for PC and Xbox. And I even bought my kids the PC version each at $20 on a sale. So I spent $120 total on this game between me and the kids, and I feel like I've gotten every damn penny.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that time you put into it, I mean, no doubt.
Steam, I've got depressing number of hours, digital-like number of hours on that. Well, maybe Grek's non-fishing number of hours. Maybe not quite digital.
Well, that doesn't count. Grek's AFK fishing doesn't count.
No, I said non-fishing. Non-fishing hours, which is still a hell of a lot.
You don't want to know my Guild Wars 2 hours.
Oh, Lord.
Those are scary.
Nobody has those hours except for Grex's AFK fishing.
I was sad when I looked up that. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, right. What was that at?
Over 3,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like 3,200. Let's face it.
King Nerd right there.
That's why he's...
What am I going to say? That's a good game, though. It was a good game. Retired, though. I'm retired.
All right, let's get to some Gamescom specific news, although a little bit of that bled into our main news. But Gamescom, For Honor, a little more information on that. The word I heard was the best Game of Thrones fight simulator you'll ever see. That was what I heard earlier today. I hadn't seen too much on this, but Ubisoft's announcing that the closed alpha will begin on September 15th and last till the 18th. There's going to be a detailed roster of 12 playable heroes. They're split between three factions, Viking, Knight, and Samurai. Let's see. We got Vanguards are well-balanced heroes with good attack and defensive capabilities and great versatility. Assassins are swift and lethal, so more of your stealth type of character, great duelist with very good offense, and heavies, the tank, most resistant heroes. Their attacks are slow but deadly, and they're efficient for defending a point and annihilating your enemies. So,
yeah, I guess the heavies would be like what I pretty much played for Guild Wars was my Guardian. Yeah, I don't know about this game. I was watching some of the video. I think it looks kind of cool. I think it's a game type that after a night or two of playing it, like it looks like pretty much when I saw it, it looked like a hack and slash to me.
Yeah. So that's a little bit, you know, I've seen some limited clips on this. I haven't seen as much as you have, I don't think.
The concept is a cool concept. Like, and it reminds me of kind of like Guild Wars with the world versus world type of PvP where they're attacking castles and storm and stuff like that. I would love a game that just focused on that, if that's what it did, with different abilities. But this looks like you run up and you just kind of hack and slash at somebody, and it's really a put-off for me. And I was excited for this title.
Now, you have a quote here at the end of this here. At the end of each multiplayer match and each campaign mission, players are awarded XP that unlocks new combat abilities and visual customization. They also have the chance to loot armor and weapon parts on the battlefield with specific stats allowing each player to adapt their gear to their playstyle while ensuring fairness and balance in multiplayer. My question is, are they trying to be too much for too many?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of curious how they do this. Like, are you looting people's gear or are you just looting random shit? Because that'd be interesting. Like, if I was fighting you and you had like a +1 sword and I killed you, do I get your sword or am I just getting just random shit? I think that'd be a neat aspect to it, but you'd probably just get random shit. I don't know. I mean, I looked at this. I was watching some of the videos. I don't know. This I'll have to see more. I might wait to see the reviews on it before I look at getting this title.
Further Gamescom news, Steep, another Ubisoft offering, the extreme sports style simulator coming out Ubisoft says it's going to launch December 2nd, 2016, which I thought it was a 2017 title, but they announced today at Gamescom it is going to release just before the holidays. So
that's an odd time. Like, you think for the Christmas holidays, December 2nd, and that's just on the – I think that's a little too late.
It's definitely for the last minute shopper or for a guy like me whose birthday is early September and likes impulse buys. I don't know, but it is an odd one, and that's going to be probably one of the last major releases, because really once you start getting too far in December, it's kind of the shovelware that's all that winds up out and about.
Yeah, it takes a few months before anything else comes out. This is an I don't understand this game. But there's a lot of these similar game modes in GTA with like the parachuting and the other nonsense. And it's kind of fun as a mini game to do like once in a blue moon to make a whole game of just, you know, skiing down a mountain or paragliding down a mountain. It seems like an odd one, and I don't know.
You got paragliding, you got the wingsuit, you got.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Since we're not on video, you couldn't see, and you put the thumbs up there when I said the wing suits. I'm going to take it. That's one of your favorite ideas there.
I like the idea of snowboarding with the multiplayer interaction.
I think you and Digital will be playing this together.
Hey, you know what? Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If we can snowboard and then knock the crap out of each other on the way down the mountain, you know, do shit like hit each other with stuff. That is a day one purchase right there.
A little
road rash action.
Yeah, like road rash. You know, if I could, you know, as I'm snowboarding down the mountain, just punch Digital, I'm buying that shit.
So you have three people playing it.
Oh, let's face it, that right there. I mean, if you know, if we can like incite violence with all this stuff, with these extreme sports, that's a GRG. That's a no-brainer for this damn group. Yeah. I don't think that's what they're going to do, but damn, that would be fun.
Sold.
So if the word of mouth says, hey, you can smack somebody while you're sliding down the mountain, I may add something to the purchase list.
I don't know. We'll see.
So they've got a gold edition, includes a game and season pass, which will include major expansions. That's in quotes now. We've seen major expansions from Ubisoft before, so be careful what you wish for. Along with variety of digital content like outfits, equipment, and the like. So it also comes with an exclusive costume.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo.
Wow. Thanks, Ubisoft. The pre-orders will get the
Barbie dress up.
Pre-orders get the Moonlight Pack, which comes with the following night-themed content, three extra night challenges, three new night outfits. Again, thanks, Ubisoft, for the Barbie dress-up. Glowing equipment for each activity.
Yeah.
That one strikes me funny. I don't know why, but...
Wingsuit rocket flare. I mean, come on. Seriously.
Yeah, what's the... Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Strap a rocket to your ass, fly down the mountain, I don't know.
Oh, the magic that can happen.
Yeah, have fun with that. Let me know how that is.
All right, and in further news of what might be a bad idea, let's get to the next game from Gamescom.
Oh.
Metal Gear Survive, the first Metal Gear without Kojima. I see, okay, I know we don't have video, but I already see Enyo doing what I'm thinking, and that is shaking the head as in no freaking way, and I don't blame him on this one. So Konami has announced that Metal Gear will continue on without its creator, Kojima, with Metal Gear Survive, a multiplayer stealth game coming to Xbox One, PS4, and PC in 2017. It's four-player online cooperative play, and I'm going to try really hard to get through this with a straight face, but I don't think it's going to happen. Players are sucked into random wormholes along with fellow soldiers and chunks of Mother Base.
What the fuck is a Mother Base?
Mother Base is a big part of Metal Gear, but it's part of the story.
I never played a second of Metal Gear.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'll go into a rant on this. I'm sure Enyo's going to want to rant on this one too, because we both have PlayStations. We both
played. Your base belongs to us, or...
They transport players into alternate timelines where desert landscapes and half-formed structures sucked in along with you will appear. Up to four people must work cooperatively to survive new harsh wildernesses. By the way, crystalline zombies was the term that they used for who you're fighting in this Metal Gear game. It wasn't...
You know what? I was watching some of the videos of this, and this just looks like Metal Gear meets Left 4 Dead. And I guess they're going to add some stealth bullshit into it, which is a game mode I can't stand. But this looks like a clusterfuck of a game.
It is. And you know what? Here's what kills me. Okay, first off, Anyo, let's get your thoughts on this. You played Metal Gear. You're a PS4 guy as well.
There's no Konami. There's no Metal Gear. He's been with it since the start.
Yeah, no Kojima. Oh. I mean, this is ridiculous. They're taking the two least used options. Well, they're taking one least used option, and that is the multiplayer. Metal Gear was never a multiplayer game. It was shoehorned in. And then crystalline zombies, wormholes, chunks of Mother Base coming in. They are basically pissing all over the legacy of this game, for Christ's sake. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't get it. It just seems like they wanted to create a game similar to Left 4 Dead, just like real short 15-minute maps with no sort of cohesion.
Well, here's what they wanted to do. They wanted to prove they could still keep Metal Gear around after dicking over Kojima.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to go over too well.
No, it's going to be crap. It is going to be absolute crap. I'll wait for Kojima's next title. That's all there is to it. I'm not interested in this game.
Which that's already been announced. We know
Was the death, the one with Norman Reedus in the trailer from E3. And that, and you know what? I've given Kojima shit for the cutscenes through the last few versions of Metal Gear, but the fact is, this game is a bad idea. I would take a 30-minute cutscene any day over this thing.
That, I just watched that trailer. That looks like a Resident Evil ripoff.
Oh, it looks like somebody crapped out, ate Resident Evil and crapped out the remains, and that's what you get.
It just looks bad.
No.
It's terrible. They're,
that crap pissed me off with the last one when the game was on the release and there was a little bit of turmoil, you know, inner office. I don't know if y'all saw this. So when Metal Gear 5... Well, we're not doing videos, so I can't show the title. The original cover had Kojima's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took it off.
Well, not only that, but when Metal Gear 5 got tons of awards at the VGAs, they didn't let Kojima come accept the reward. They barred him from accepting the award for his creation, his stuff. So basically, we're getting down, you know, TLDR, fuck Konami.
Yeah. Konami, although they're going to have to fall back, you'll see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come back in the grand screen.
I'm done with Konami. Fuck them. All right. Final Fantasy 15, the delay has finally been confirmed. Looks like there's a new launch date for the game. 15 will be released globally on November 29th. It's going to allow the development teams to a little time to further polish and conduct some quality testing so that the reality of the game can match the expectations. Both the fans and the creative teams, mostly the fans. Let's face it, Final Fantasy fans have high expectations for this series.
What I thought was odd about this was they want to ship the game with the day one patch included. Mm-hmm. So apparently the game is complete. The master version is finished.
Right, master version's gold.
And they're currently working on a day one patch, and they want it to be included on disc, not as a downloadable day one thing. So that's the delay right now, which I thought was odd. Like, why not just, we're in a different time now. Like, let that be a download from day one. Like, why would you not do that?
My guess, we're probably, I mean, this is Final Fantasy. This is Tabata. These are Epic games. I would not be surprised if that patch was 20 gig.
Yeah,
probably. But
I would at least, and I might be, you might want to take the over on this. I mean, having yeah. played Final Fantasy numerous times, these games, now I joke about Kojima with his exploratory storytelling, but Tabata, man, he can put Kojima to shame in that respect. So
it's like watching a movie.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, it can be. You can spend half an hour plus to an hour watching a damn cutscene sometimes. So I'm going to guess that we're looking at a minimum 20 gig patch, and that's the reason why they want it on the disc, so that it can be, you know, so it's not sucking down so much bandwidth for everybody. Tabata did explain that the team had finished working on the master version, as you had said, and working on the day one patch. So, and you know what? It's nice that they actually wanted to ship with the final game and just not download. But like I said, I'm going to guess this thing's huge. Hell, it could be about as big as the game. Now, let's see. All right, Jack, I know you're not a single player guy, so. And you're not audible right now either, so.
Well, yeah, silence I muted myself. Yes.
Silence.
If you go into the next title, I actually played all three single player missions, stories.
Ah. I played a little bit here and there since 7. 7 was the last one I really got.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to the
next
one.
I'm still talking Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy, I played the one with Cloud.
That's 7.
The big sword.
That's 7.
And I don't know. I thought it was silly. Didn't finish it. Gave up on that shit.
I did. I think the last one I did was X or 10 and then X1, which was kind of a 10. 10
I look at the gameplay for this, and I mean, while it looks gorgeous, I just don't understand what's going on, nor care. So
pure role player, which kind of what I started cutting my teeth at in PC and then on PlayStation 1, but I've kind of moved to more open world and such. So, all right. So getting to a little bit more out of Gamescom, Gears of 4, the PC minimum specs have come out, and these are beefy. I mean, my God, yeah. Even minimum. Okay. So no matter what minimum, maximum, you are looking at Windows 10 anniversary update, which just came out on August 2nd.
Which is amazing that this is required. I don't. I guess this is what the first title for the Xbox Play Anywhere nonsense. I guess that's the reason.
That's exactly why, because it is Play Anywhere, and that, you know, they didn't start tying Xbox to PC purely until the anniversary update came out.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's people. I don't know. I guess I'm surprised with that. That's pretty specific. Patch level to be at.
And I think that's because, it's because of the fact that they've tied the two together now. So the anniversary update, the Xbox, the summer update, that's all anniversary update core. So that's why anniversary update is required to play. Now, the other thing is 80 gigabytes for your hard drive, which.
Well, I don't know if is that complete install? I guess it is. I'm looking at the rest of the stuff. I don't know if it was just to install it or just resting. That's a huge bitch. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, that's what
games are getting. Look at Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 4 was 50. So, yeah, I mean, it's just we're seeing them exponentially get bigger.
With all the DLC, I think it's bigger than that.
Yeah, well, that's.
Well, yeah.
Was it Battlefield Hardline? We downloaded that, and then all the DLC, it was like all the internet we were downloading. It was crazy.
Yeah, my kids
800,000 gigs.
My kids loved it when I downloaded all that. Their Netflix worked great. It was great. It was like claymation for everything they watched.
Yeah, go outside and play.
So here's your minimum. Look. Here's your minimum specs. Now here's your minimum. CPU. The AMD FX6300 or the i5-3470 at 3.0 gigahertz. Now, to put that in a little perspective, my beefy gaming machine is running on an FX85 or an 8320 at 4 gigahertz. So that's how high the minimum is. The GPU, an R7-260X or a GTX 750 Ti edition. My, you know, a big beefy game system is the GTX 770. 780 or 970, 980. So video RAM, 4 gigabytes. You got to have a hell of a card for 4 gigabytes of VRAM. RAM, yeah. 8 gigabytes. And as we mentioned, the hard drive is 80 gigabytes free. Recommendations. The CPU is the AMD FX8350, slightly above my powerhouse machine, or the i5-4690 at 3.5 gigahertz. GPU, AMD Radeon R9-290X or the RX480 that just came out, or the GTX 970 or the GTX 1060, which the 970 is a beefy freaking card, and so is the 1060. 8 gigabytes of VRAM. Not many people have 8 gigabytes on their card.
No, I think that has to be a typo from the site.
No, that's probably not. You know what they're saying? They're saying that you need to have an SLI configuration. If you have a 970,
no way.
If you have a 970 with 8 gigabytes, you have an SLI, which means you have 2 cards.
You're crossfiring it.
Yep, or in AMD's case, crossfire. RAM again, 8 gigabyte. Ideal. Ideal means that I'm going to have to spend a few hundred bucks to upgrade my machine.
Hello, console.
FX, no shit. Consoles can't touch this. FX 9590. That is like 3 generations better.
No,
than
that back up the recommended VRAM. That was a typo. That is 4 gigs.
That is 4 gigs. Okay.
It's 8 gigs of RAM. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I was going to say, like, holy shit, because yeah, that's
no okay. Way. So VRAM is still 4 for recommended. Now we're getting to ideal now. And then
now ideal also is pushing 4K.
Right.
So you're at 4K.
But let me tell you something. This processor spec for a 4K is still ridiculous. FX9590, which is the best damn AMD, practically the best AMD you can get. And I'm an AMD fan. Or the i7-4790, huh?
Why?
I love them. I love the 8-core processors. They're great. 4 gigahertz. GPU, the R9 Fury X. Or the GTX 980 Ti or the GTX 1080, the brand new, beefy son of a bitch.
I got to go spend damn near $1,000 just to play the game.
Well, like I said, to upgrade mine is going to be at least $300. And I've got a hell of a gaming system right now.
If a GTX 1080, what's that, a $400 card? More?
Probably $600.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Christ in the cracker. That's all I got to say about that.
So VRAM, 4 gigabytes for AMD or 6 plus for NVIDIA, which means, yeah, you're going to be looking at, I'm going to guess at least $600 for that sucker. 700. Yeah, MSI GeForce GTX 1080 with 8 gigabyte, 256-bit GDDR5. PCI Express 3.0 at Newegg is $700.
I.e. the $1,000 I was talking about.
Well, yeah, if you want to go that higher end, yeah.
This is when you get the question whether or not is the game worth it for PC. I mean, because why not just get it for the Xbox?
And
just be done with it.
That's what I meant when I said hello, console.
Yeah, I mean, this is a point right there.
Hello, console in that case now. Even so, I would still, well, I hit recommended. Maybe a slight update in processor. I could hit recommended easily.
Yeah, it's a big
but
bitch.
But for ideal, oh my God, it's still ideal would take at least 300. No, probably 5 because the 980 is still 980 is 400. 9590 would probably be about 100 more than the 8350. So you're looking at about 500 to 600 more between recommended and up and ideal.
But you're also getting it at 4K. Now, there's no fucking way that this game is worth 4K.
But let's face it.
It's just not. I'm like,
there's other games that can run 4K at less.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've seen an FX 9000 series processor under a recommendation.
What scares me is seeing this. If they're pushing the limits like this, what about the games that comes after?
Good luck. So as you mentioned earlier, this is going to support 4K. Gears of War 4. Did I say Gears of 4 earlier?
I don't know what you said. That was exciting.
Enyo's nodding. Gears of War 4 launches on the Xbox One and the PC on October 11th. Although those who buy the Ultimate Edition can start playing on the 7th. By the way, I do like the idea of pre-ordering and getting to play early.
I guess that would be one benefit to pre-ordering. I hate when they exclude shit like maps or skins and stuff like that. That pisses me off.
Yeah, that annoys me. I do like, pre-order, get to play a little early, or maybe get the Ultimate Edition. You get to play a little early. I don't mind that as much if I get other things along with it in there. So,
who buys the Ultimate Edition for this? I don't know. Gears of War. I don't see it ever having a huge following, especially not with our group.
Not so much with our guys, but I know there's some that are just diehard. Love it. Yeah. And there are a few within our group that are diehard.
And you're going to have like a game like a Halo or Call of Duty or Battlefield, something like that. You can see
Guild of War esports going on with money prizes and all that. So it's definitely a following.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five people.
It's not as big here, but I know there's some circles that Gears is huge. And to note, as a Play Anywhere game, if you buy the digital copy on either platform, you get access on both. So if you buy it on Xbox, you get a chance to smoke your PC into oblivion trying to play this damn game.
Heat your house with your PC. Try to run it.
Get your smoke detectors ready. God, I can't believe how much I have to boost my damn system. This thing's great.
I don't have to boost anything. I'm not buying it.
Theoretically, I'd have to. All right. Last couple things here on Gamescom. Star Wars Battlefront Battle Station game mode. Battle Station matches will see players fighting through three phases, each with its own objective. This is the new expansion to Star Wars Battlefront. First phase has Rebel players flying the X-Wings and A-Wings against Imperials piloting TIE Fighters and the Interceptors in space battles. The objective is for the Rebels to kill enough TIE Fighters to clear a path for the team of Y-Wing support ships to lay down fire to weaken a Star Destroyer's defenses.
So I guess it's kind of like just a regular TDM at the beginning, like for Battlefield. You got the ticket counter, you got to just knock them down to zero or whatever.
Mm-hmm. After the shields are low enough, the Rebel players can shoot the weak spots to eventually bring it down. Imperial players are aided in their defense by some AI ships that shoot at the Rebellion. If the Rebels are successful, fight moves to phase two, which shifts to ground-based combat, which is players on both sides fighting inside the Death Star itself. Rebels have to extract a droid while the Imperial side is charged with stopping the extraction. So you go into extraction mode, kind of like Call of Duty's extraction mode, which was extraordinarily frustrating.
Yeah. Imagine how this is going to be.
Two new heroes are also introduced in this game. Chewbacca on the Rebellion side, Bosk, the ugly brown lizard thing,
bounty hunter
for the Imperial side. In the third stage, if necessary, this is the one I love. Players go back to their ships for a final showdown. The Rebel side is tasked with blowing up the Death Star. This is the trench battle we've all wanted in Battlefront. They get a chance to blow up the Death Star. Players could become Skywalker, fly his Red 5 X-Wing to take out the ship or take out the Death Star in a scene not unlike what you saw in A New Hope. On the Imperial side, Darth Vader works to stop the Rebellion with his TIE advanced ship. Death Star add-on launches in September, although a specific release date has not been announced. This is Battlefront's third major expansion, following Outer Rim and Bespin. The fourth add-on, Rogue One, Scarif, is...
I guess, I have no idea.
It's going to launch this holiday. It is launching alongside or near the time of Rogue One, the Star Wars story, which is in December in theaters near you.
All I got to say about this game mode is, holy fucking hell, it's complicated. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, like, look at the different phases you got to do. I mean, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
It is, but God, it will be worth it if you get to that third phase where you are in the trenches of the Death Star. That is what everybody has wanted since this game came out.
And it should have came with the original game. This should have came. And this is what happened. This is why Battlefront fizzled so quickly. Mm-hmm. It should have had this shit at get-go. And now you're like... The game's what? How old? Over almost a year.
It's a year. It'll be a year in November, won't it?
Okay. So you're gonna be facing against like the big hitters like Destiny, Call of Duty, Battlefield. You know, is anyone gonna be playing this still? I don't know.
Good question. I could see some revival, but I think it's gonna really depend on how many get into Call of Duty. I think we're gonna have a big Battlefront contingency, but I don't know how much Call of Duty we're gonna have.
Battlefield.
Oh, sorry, Battlefield. Thank you. Battlefield.
Yeah, I think like this game mode 6 months ago would have made a little bit more sense.
Should have probably released a little sooner. But this is also the heaviest hitter, so to bring it out around the time. But again, DICE is gonna kinda they're kinda cannibalizing, just like they might be EA might be with Titanfall. Having it around the highly anticipated Battlefield 1.
It's a shame that this game, it was such a great sounding and great looking game, and it was just missing a lot of stuff at launch.
Yeah, it should have had been a little more fleshed out at launch. I do appreciate what they've done free. They've added a lot free, but yeah, they needed to.
I think they made it a little too casual. You know, I think they needed to really kind of follow suit with like a Battlefield 4 or Hardline. I think this version is a little too casual. It's a little too arcadey. I would like to see it a little bit along the lines of Battlefield 4 with, you know, optimizing your classes and mix-maxing, you know, your equipment. It's a shame because it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous game. It sounds fantastic. And
it really does. It does capture a lot of the Star Wars spirit in it. I may run a few Battlefront nights just to bring this back a little bit as I, you know, I'm going to run a lot of Battlefield 1, for the community, but I can see me throwing a few of these out, especially as we get closer to the movie. Be back in everybody's minds. So, and the final big name that's been mentioned at Gamescom so far, a couple more days left, but Destiny, the Rise of Iron expansion. We're not getting Destiny 2. We are getting yet another big expansion from Activision and Bungie. New Strike, Wretched Eye. Lala, I'm going to let you tell everybody what you think of the boss.
Oh, I mean, all I got to say is the boss looks badass. Like, he was like going around stomping people, jumping up and down. I don't know. He looks really pretty cool. I'm excited to play this Strike just to face him.
And, of course, a new raid coming out, Wrath of the Machine. Some rumor going around that this is one that was cut out of the last expansion.
Probably.
That's
the way Bungie's working with this. I mean, they cannibalize and reuse shit. It's guaranteed that this was supposed to be in before. It just wasn't ready. So now they're going to release it as an expansion.
Players are making their way through the claustrophobic confines of the wall before releasing the open air on top. That's the summary of the Wrath of the Machine. The raid itself goes live on September 23rd, which is 3 days after the expansion drops.
Yeah, I saw that. It was pretty cool at the top where they're when they get to the confines of the wall, whatever, when they get to the top of the area, the open top spot, like you're kind of being chased off. It's almost like an Indiana Jones type of thing where the boulder's coming after them and they got to run off to the edge and jump off this cliff. It looked kind of interesting. So I can't wait to play the new raid. I hope it follows along with the last one and not like Crota, because I hated Crota.
Now, light level, is that going to raise with the Rise of Iron?
I forget what the number is. It does raise.
Okay, here. I've heard it does, but I can't recall a number either for this.
I don't think it's the your level. I think it's light level. It's all it's raising.
Yeah, light level. Light level. That's what I mean. Not necessarily the overall 40, but the light level itself is going to boost.
Yeah.
A new game mode comes out, which is Supremacy, which has been listed as similar to Kill Confirmed. Only, and it's only going to be available for Rise of Iron. You won't get this mode as part of the free update.
Yeah, and which it seems like what they're doing now, I think the Iron Banner currently, you have to have the Taken King in order to play the Iron Banner currently. So if you want to play this game mode, better pony up.
And as we said a moment ago, Destiny's fourth expansion, Rise of Iron, will be releasing on September 20th for the PS4 and the Xbox One, conspicuously absent. Last Gen is finally getting dropped. This will not be available on PS3 or the 360.
Yeah, there's only so much they can do for those systems. It's time to, if you're not upgraded now, you know, I feel sorry for you, but.
What are we in, year three?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Move on. You need to move on.
Yeah, it's time. Especially.
And they probably doesn't have like the hardware like function. You know, they probably just need the space. You know, they just don't have
it. It could be. So, and let's face it, programming for two, hell of a lot easier than programming for four.
Yeah.
And finally, the big hallelujah with Destiny. The private matches after 2 years are finally available in Destiny. The Crucible will finally have private matches. What took Bungie so long?
I wish I knew. Because I tell you what, if we had this when the game was released, Clan Knights would have been just, we would have had multiple rooms running this. Multiple. We would have been full. It would have been a great time. This is what everybody wanted, especially within GRG. I can't wait for Clan Knights with some Destiny. It should have been at release. The only other thing they could do is maybe follow suit and do a Forge for it, because then it'd be the greatest game ever.
It'd be like 2 years into Destiny 2.
Yeah.
So, Anya, what do you think? Private matches, finally here.
Well, I'm always on the losing side when we do private matches. Yeah, I'd love to be shot by y'all, I guess.
Just get good.
No, I've gotten better.
It's a secret. You get good and you win.
I plan on coming back with a vengeance and
Do you even lift, bro?
I'm going to cry.
This may be the thing that gets me, that tips the scales on me getting Destiny, is that the private matches will be back. That, you know, I mean, Bungie, how the hell did you not have private matches in day one in this game? I mean, Bungie invented the damn private match practically.
Yeah. And it's sadly what they, you know, I felt they always ignored was PvP. I mean, they threw the Iron Banner events out there, but I thought they could have done so much more with PvP. And sadly, you know, it is what it is. A couple game modes, which is a shame because I really enjoy Destiny PvP. It's one of the one games I get actually worked up on. I actually get pissed off and rage when I play. I get real competitive in this game. I don't know why it's this one, but Destiny does it to me. And I wish, you know, they would have done more. I can't wait to play private matches, some GRG nights.
It'll be nice to have.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, this might tip the scales for me. Finally happening. I mean,
now you got to level up your dude.
I got a light level. I'm up to 40. It's my light level.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I got to 40 within like a week of when Taken King came out. It's just my light level needs a push.
Play the fucking game.
They'd had more to it, I would have played the fucking game.
Now you got it on PS4 or the Xbox?
I got it on the Xbox. I actually have it on PS4 as well, but I haven't played shit on PS4.
Well, I just got it on PS4. I got it on both as well.
And that was my last double dip. I quit. Well, no, Battlefront. Battlefront was my last double dip because I got family that plays on the PS4 on that game. So
now it's funny because Texas just went through and he's leveling up a dude. Because he wanted to keep the original gun you start with this Rise of Iron, you'll be able to turn that into an exotic or some shit.
Yeah.
So he nuked one of his characters. I don't know what level it was, just so he can go through and get this. I'm just thinking, well, that's just one exotic I won't have. there's no way I'm going through that.
Damn grind a little too far. All right. So Customization looks really good. You know, match duration, time of day, score limits, and you can also enable or disable the light level for private matches. So it's gonna, it looks like it's gonna be good and what we should have had a long time ago. So
yeah.
All right, so we're done talking about Gamescom, at least till a couple weeks from now. Maybe we'll pick up a few more things in the next couple days on that. A couple more days of this event left, although the big heavy hitters aren't really there. So, you know, recruiting's going to be starting up. We've had a couple new members, but nothing major. This fall, more recruiting happening. November 5th, if I remember right, is... November 5th is Extra Life, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern time. So check the forums at GrimReaperGamers.com for more information on that. Next show is in a couple weeks.
September 1st.
September 1, right before Labor Day. Check us out on Facebook at Grim Reaper Gamers. And on Twitter at GRGamers.com, spell out dot. And also check us out on PlayerMe. So, Enyo, Lala, thank you for being on.
Well, yeah.
Had a good time?
Always a pleasure.
All right. So, for rest of GRG, for Lala and Enyo, this is Johnny Hustler saying, take care, stay safe, don't play alone.